all the files of the whole park. It tells you everything.
Sir, he's uploading the virus.
Eagle One, the package is being delivered.
Hello, Cyber. This is Motherboard Editor-in-Chief Jason Kevler. I am filling in for Matthew Galt, who is taking a much-deserved break and much-deserved vacation. I've noticed that on Matt's last few podcast recordings, he's had like a whole script and he's done like a very professional read and intro, and I've been very impressed by that. I do not have those skills, so you're stuck with me. It's the B team. Although our guest is an A team, a member of the A team. We have Sam Cole, a senior editor for Motherboard. Sam, hello, what's up?
Hey, not much. How are you?
I'm good. How did you like that? That was a good intro, right?
That was great. That was A plus.
That was great, but no one knows what we're talking about. Yeah. So we are going to be talking about your most recent story called Police Records Show Women Are Being Stalked with Apple AirTags Across the Country. This was, in my opinion, one of the best stories that we've run over the last 6 months or so, just in terms of its importance, the fact that we haven't really had as much reporting on this across the industry as you'd like to see, considering how bad the problem is. Can you just tell me, first of all, like, what are AirTags and what have security professionals been warning about forever since they've been introduced?
Yeah, so AirTags are these little devices that are about like the size of a coin. They have inside of them a speaker, a Bluetooth receiver, and a battery, and they use the Bluetooth signals from other Apple devices that are nearby to detect where that little coin is on a map, and then that then goes back to the owner of it so you can find stuff that you've lost. Like, you would put it on a keychain, and if you lose your keys, you can find out where they are. Or like, you lose your wallet and you have an AirTag in it, and then you can pull up a map and say, oh, I left it like exactly here. Right. So they're selling them just to keep track of your stuff. Like, Tile is another one that's like really popular that people use for it, but this is using specifically the Bluetooth from other Apple devices. And Apple's selling them for $29, and they've been for sale for about a year.
Yeah. Right. And I just lost my AirPods, for example, and if I had an AirTag on them, I would have known whether I left them in a gas station in upstate California, Northern California, not upstate California, or if they're like under my bed or in my car, or they fell out of my pocket somewhere. I don't actually know anyone who has AirTags, but ever since, yes, thank you, Emily, upstate California, it's a thing that we're saying. It's a thing that people who moved from New York to California say. In any case, ever since these were introduced, you had privacy and security experts saying these are going to be used to stalk people, correct?
Yeah, so when they first came out, this was kind of a red flag for people who pay attention to things like privacy and security and stalking and harassment. We kind of saw them, reports about them being used by people who are like stealing cars, like car thieves. They would put them onto cars and then target that car to steal later, like when it was in a less conspicuous location. But then, you know, there were experts saying, no, this is going to be more than just like stealing property. It's going to be stalking. People are going to put these on people's cars to follow them around town. We saw a few like reports of this happening recently where people had kind of been caught stalking and harassing women with AirTags, but it was hard to say kind of the concrete scale of the problem until we started filing these reports with police departments to figure out what exactly was going on and whether people were going to the police about this often or not, which we didn't really know. We were just kind of like,
yeah,
let's file the request and find out.
Yeah, so I want to get to the specific reporting in a minute. I do remember that when AirTags came out, there were a couple articles. Like, I think there was one in the Washington Post where this guy kind of like used an AirTag to stalk himself, like just basically was doing like a proof of concept to show like, hey, like, you know, if my wife put an AirTag in my wallet or in my car that she could see everywhere that I went. I know that there was also a researcher who was using AirTags to determine whether someone was home. And so I think what he was doing was he was putting AirTags in, like, in the house, and then every time it pinged a phone, he could tell that it was pinging a phone, and thus he could tell whether someone with an iPhone was in that home. And so that was just like a proof of concept thing. But basically, like, anytime that you have a device like this, like, it can be used in nefarious ways. And I think that that's something, like, there were a couple stories at first about how this could theoretically be used. And then you and Tim Marchman on our team filed these public information requests and showed that this is actually happening in real life, and it's very scary. So what was the, what did we do? How did we report this story?
Yeah. So, I mean, we basically filed requests with a couple dozen of the biggest police departments in the country. This is through the Freedom of Information Act. So we could just kind of hit them up and say, hey, can you send us all the reports you have between this date and this date? And we just picked like an arbitrary 8-month period, showing any mention of AirTags. And that turned up a wide variety of things. Most of them, I would say, were, well, I mean, it turned up, let's kind of get back into numbers, I guess. It turned up 150 reports across 8 police departments that responded. And out of those 150, 50 involved women who called the cops because they were getting notifications on their phones saying that they had an AirTag moving with them. And of that 50, 25 could then identify a man in their lives. So ex-partners, husbands, so there were a couple of bosses who they strongly suspected planted the AirTags on their cars to follow them and harass them. And then a lot of the other reports were people who had their stuff stolen, like car, like you kind of, when you get your car stolen or your purse stolen, then the cops say what was in it and they list everything that was in it. And some of them had AirTags in there. So we got a lot of those. But it was just kind of surprising how many of these were actually legitimate stalking and harassment cases where someone could say, I know exactly who this is. And a lot of them, they knew who it was because not only was this person like someone who had a history of being violent or abusive with them in the past, they were seeing that person around. Like they would go to work and he would be in the parking lot, or, you know, they would go to the store or whatever, go around town, and he would be there. And they would be like, this is very weird. How does he know where I am? And then, because Apple has this system that alerts people when they're being followed, it doesn't kick in for, I think they shortened the time period, but it's like a few hours to like a day or something. It's, I can find the specifics on that, but then they started getting notifications on their iPhone saying, you're being followed essentially by an AirTag. And then it would show a little map that says exactly where they'd been all day. And that map is something that the owner of the AirTag can also see. So that's what we saw in the reports. We can get more into detail about what the report said, but
yeah. Yeah, I think we definitely want to talk about specific cases, but I do want to talk about, I guess, it's like you have people like Eva Galperin from the Electronic Frontier Foundation who has been warning about this for years, and you called her up, and, you know, I don't think she was surprised. This is not something that Apple expected would happen, in my opinion. It's like they launched this product, they didn't have this like an unknown AirTag is following you notification for a long time. Like that is something that they added after the fact, after the initial run of stories where the proofs of concept were done. But then it's like, okay, you get a notification that says an unknown AirTag is following you, and it's like, what am I supposed to do with that information? It's like you can't really, like, you can, if you have an iPhone and that comes up, you can look for the AirTag, but there's no way to find it necessarily. Like, if it's hidden well, you can't necessarily find it. You're not necessarily going to know who put it there. And then in addition to that, you have the issue of, like, one of the pieces of advice for people who are either in abusive relationships or being stalked. It's like, if you figure out that you're being surveilled and then you cut off that surveillance, that can be very dangerous as well. And it's like, there's a, not a good, there's not a good, like, best practice for what to do if you're in that situation. And it's also not, it's like Apple is alerting you to this, but then the thing that you should do after that is not really clear, as I understand, right?
Yeah. So the notification that comes up that says, like, you, an AirTag is moving with you, they did have that at launch, but it was only for iPhones, and that was it. It was just a notification that said you're being followed by an AirTag, or an AirTag is moving with you, whatever that means. You can figure that out on your own. And then they kind of rolled out the next, you know, then, like you said, like all these stories came out where people were like, this is going to be a shit show of abuse. And then they started rolling out another security update. Like, they moved the alert time to when it starts chiming, cause it makes a noise once it's away from its owner for long enough. That was originally 3 days. And now I just looked it up. It was between eight and 24 hours. So it's still a long time. Like, that's a whole day to be followed before it starts making any noise or tells you anything. And yeah, this was all in response to coverage where people were doing experiments and saying, you know, this is going to be really easy to stalk people. I think now as part of the security updates that they really recently rolled out was you can disable it if it's not yours from your phone. You can kind of make it stop tracking you, but like you said, that's really dangerous. Like, then at that point you're alerting your abuser that you know that they're following you, which is really dangerous, or at least it can be. And then they keep adjusting the way that you can find it in your car or in your house or whatever. They keep trying to narrow down, like, the location tracking on it and try to get it closer and closer to where the device actually is. But, like, a lot of these women called the cops, and the cops searched the car and, like, dug through it and looked through everything. They went to mechanics, and the mechanics couldn't find it. Like, they're hard to find. They're really small. Have you ever lost a quarter in your car? Like,
well, yeah, they're really small, and it's like, I mean, it's like they can be sewn into the seat. They can be hidden in the trunk. They can be thrown in the glove compartment, you know, like in the corner. They can be painted and then taped underneath the floor mat. Like, there's any number of ways to hide these things. And it's like, on some level there, I think there's a little bit of concern from us. It's like, even covering this, it's like, well, this is potentially going to be giving bad people bad ideas. At the same time, it's like, this is something that people have been warning about for a long time. And you were able to show that this is a real thing that women, and it was all women, except for maybe one person, it was all women who are dealing with this, and it's not something that seemingly, you know, was taken into account during the design of this product. And there's another big, like, loophole here, which is, like, these options exist for people who have iPhones, but for people who have Android phones, it's like the AirTag can still be tracked, but the like notification is not going to show up on an Android phone unless you specifically download a special app. That it's like, why would anyone ever have this app? There's no reason that anyone would ever have this app. So how does it work with Android phones?
I mean, it just doesn't. Like, that was kind of the big thing where, like, the loophole that they had where they weren't doing enough. It's almost like they kind of were like, we're going to roll this out and see what happens. If you're not in Apple's ecosystem, you're kind of fucked. Like, that's just the way they decided to launch it. Which is a huge problem. Like, I don't have an iPhone. I could be followed by an AirTag and I would never know it. I don't have that app either. And that app came along way late. Like, that was a couple of months ago, I think, where Apple was like, let's make an app and launch it on the Google Play Store. And then we'll have ourselves covered against people using our device to, like, stalk everyone else, essentially.
Yeah. I mean, just to be clear, like just to talk this app, just to be, like, very clear, you have to suspect that you are being stalked with an AirTag already. Yeah. And then you need to download an app And then if you happen to be right, it will alert you that there is an AirTag following you. It's like, right. It's not an app that just anyone would randomly download. Like there's no reason that you would have this app, basically.
Yeah, unless you were like already suspicious that something was happening. That's something that a couple of the security experts that I talked to recommended, was like, we need this to be part of the operating system of phones in general. Like, I think Google is actually working on this now, but just rolling out security measures that come with the phone. Like, now that we have these devices, and there are tons of these tracking devices out there, like, you know, Tile is one, there are many others. Just being able to know when one of these is around you or following you as part of setting up a new phone. Because, yeah, I don't know, like, why anyone would go down, like, go track down this. It's called Tracker Detect. Like it's not something you would ever just stumble across, like you said, unless you already had suspicions.
Yeah. So I'm going to read a couple paragraphs from the story that were particularly harrowing. We have here, in one report, a woman called the police because a man who had been harassing her had escalated his behavior, and she said he'd placed an AirTag in her car. The woman said this same man threatened to make her life hell, the report said. Most cases involved angry exes. One woman called to report that her ex had slashed her tires and left an AirTag in the car to watch her. A woman in another police report said she'd found AirTags attached to her car multiple times and knew it was her ex, who has a history of assault. She said she knew it was him because he was showing up to her locations at the same time as her. In another police report, a woman said she started noticing something beeping inside her vehicle every time she left her house. She found an AirTag in her car and confronted an ex who admitted to putting it there to see if she was, quote, cheating. So, I mean, these are the types of, like, very harrowing experiences that women have had. And I want to talk a little bit more about that after these messages.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Okay, we are back. So, Sam, I wanted to talk a little bit about this because this kind of echoes the issue that we've seen with stalkerware, which is something Motherboard has reported on for a really long time. For anyone who doesn't know, stalkerware is spyware that is surreptitiously installed on someone's phone, and then it basically, like, phones back to the person who installed it, and it can read text messages, it can find location, it can record, like, phone calls. It basically, like, owns the phone. And we've written about this for ages, and it's primarily occurred on Android phones because Android phones are generally easier to hack than iPhones. It's something that Joseph Cox and Lorenzo have written about endlessly, and it's a kind of similar problem where it's like, if you find out that you're being surveilled by one of these apps, what are you supposed to do about it? Because confronting your abuser is often very dangerous. This was known about in the security world for a really long time, and not that many people took it very seriously, and that is changing now. But this was not taken very seriously in part, I think, because it wasn't seen as, like, an interesting hack, as in the technical sophistication of it was very low. It's like you just install an app on someone's phone and then that app hides itself. Like, usually it can't be easily found on, you know, your homepage or whatever. Why, this is maybe an obvious question, but why do you think security researchers don't take hacking and spying against women as seriously as maybe they should?
That's like a deeper existential question about the way we treat victims of of abuse, especially domestic violence in general. Still, like, this very strong prevailing stigma about staying with an abuser or being in proximity with one who could then put that stuff on your phone. You know, it's like the just leave him type crowd, which is so dangerous. I mean, I don't know the specific statistics off the top of my head, but like the moment that you're trying to leave someone who's stalking you or harassing you, and has a connection to you strong enough that they can hide something on your person or in your phone, like that is the moment that is most dangerous for the victim, is the moment where they're trying to exit the situation. And we saw that in these reports, like a lot of the times when these guys were confronted with the fact that they had been stalking these women, either by the police or by the women themselves, that's when they became physically violent. You know, they pushed her or started trashing her car, kicking doors and slashing tires and becoming really aggressive. You know, several of them voiced this to the police. They said, you know, I'm afraid he's going to either brutalize me or kill me. That's a scary thing to go to the cops with. And then the cops say, well, did you file an order of protection? Did you get a restraining order? It's like, yeah. And a piece of paper isn't going to stop him from stalking me and potentially like being extremely violent toward me. So, I mean, yeah, there's that whole stigma against women who stay in those situations for a huge myriad of reasons. But I think maybe that's part of it.
I think also
it's like a personal problem,
right? Not as much attention, generally speaking, is given to hacks that involve sort of like physical access to a device, because once you have physical access to a device, it's really easy to own it for the most part. And so a lot of times like stalkerware will be installed on someone's phone when the abuser like knows their passcode to unlock the device, or when they're in the bathroom, like when they've left it unlocked, something like that. Like it only takes a couple seconds to do. And in the same way, it's like the threat model here is like, it's not a nefarious, mysterious, hooded Russian hacker working for a nation state doing something like over the internet. Yeah. It's someone that the person knows, and it's someone who often lives in their house or who is with them all the time. And so the threat model is a lot different. And then in terms of like the technical sophistication, it's like, it's someone who is able to either install an app, or in the case of AirTags, it's someone who's able to go to the Apple store, purchase AirTags and toss them in the victim's purse or their car or whatever. It's like technical sophistication level zero. And so,
yeah.
I mean, in many ways that makes it a lot harder to stop. And so I am curious to see like, what is Apple going to do here? I think after you published your article, there were a couple, follow-up articles, like op-eds from people saying like Apple should pull this off the market until it's able to solve this problem. There was a Tom's Guide story basically saying like AirTags are too dangerous to exist, which shout out to Tom and his guide. And then Caroline Haskins, former Motherboarder, is in the Twitch chat right now saying, Sam, how long has Google been working on something in its OS to replace the app? Like, do we have any indication that Google is even working on something like this? Like,
I think they are. This is in the story, so I could look it up right now. It's one of those very minor details, but it's, I mean, as far as how long they've been working on it, like less than 2 months, I would say. Like, it's been like when we published this, it was like 2 weeks or something. It was crazy. So not very long, and this has been on the market for like a year. Let's see. Unfamiliar device alerts is what Google is maybe working on. Like, someone found like a AI like note that maybe shows that Google might be rolling this out. Unfamiliar tag detected notification in safety settings. Like, that was a week before the story came out, so that would be 2 weeks ago, right?
Right.
Yeah, not long. I mean,
yeah,
they've had a long time to figure this stuff out. But
I guess to the credit of people like Eva Galperin at the EFF and companies like Kaspersky. Since Motherboard's earliest articles on stalkerware, it's become a much bigger topic of conversation in the security world. And you've seen things like, you know, Google and Apple taking stalkerware companies out of, you know, the App Store or preventing them from being sideloaded. You've seen, I believe, Kaspersky now includes stalkerware in its list of antivirus, like as malware. So it's, you know, detected and blocked automatically in theory on a PC at least. And then you also have things like, you know, there have been FTC actions against some of these companies. There's also been a series of, I guess, white hat hackers. I consider them white hat hackers who have hacked stalkerware companies and shut them down, basically. And so it is something that now the broader security industry is taking more seriously. I'm just curious what's going to happen with AirPods or with AirTags, sorry, because you have so many of these already out there, and it's like there's no indication from Apple that it's going to stop selling these, even though it doesn't seem to be a very big part of its business. It's like not, they sell for $29, yeah. You know?
Yeah, it would be like, I don't think it would take a hit from this financially, like Apple's huge, but it would be like a big deal for Apple to take something off the market. So I'm not sure they would do that. I'm actually not even sure I'm of the opinion that they should come off the market completely, because I don't know if they are exclusively the problem. Like, I think it's a huge problem that Apple decided to roll this out very half-assedly. But the notifications are obviously doing something, because people are going police with very concrete evidence of being stalked through these notifications. So I'm not really sure like where I land on whether they should be pulled, because no other tracker does the notifications at all. It's like something, you know, like it's crumbs, but it's not enough.
Right. And I mean, yeah, it's maybe also,
in some things a year later, we should just like think about them more carefully before they're launched.
Yeah. And nice. I mean, I guess it's also a useful product for a lot of people. It's like not to just be like, oh, it's only a few people doing this, but like, you know, some people do find AirTags to be like a useful product. And I guess it is a big societal problem and a problem with how we treat survivors of domestic abuse and stalking and how the police handle it and all that sort of thing. But it is just like, it's something that everyone warned was going to happen, and then it did happen, and now the response is like, oh well, it's happening, you know.
Right, like shocking. I don't know, a lot of people's response to this was, we know, like we knew already, but like we didn't really know it was to this scale. And we theorized that it was happening and saw a few people experiencing it, but there's a difference between, you know, people sounding an alarm and saying this could happen and then seeing like 100 reports saying this is happening. And we've still got reports coming in from the rest of the police departments, but
well that's the thing. It's like, you know, 100 reports from like 8 police departments. Like there's like tens of thousands of police departments in the United States. And so it's like, we chose many of the largest ones, and we didn't say which ones they were in the article itself, because many of these cases are still open. Many of them are so specific that the people may have been identified. And so it's like, it was a really tricky piece to report, and I think you did a really great job on it. I think, yeah, I don't know. Like, what are you going to be doing? What are you looking at next, like, in this space?
At this point, we are getting back some responses from people who actually, like, this resonated with them. Like, it was familiar to them. Either had it happen to them or someone they knew. So, yeah, we're collecting more actual responses from people who able to come forward and say this happened to me. So yeah, all of my contact info is out there if anybody wants to talk about their experience with AirTags. I mean, that's kind of the next move, is to say, well, let's this firsthand from a few folks who are able to kind of give us full story that we can tell a very open way instead of through these kind of reports written by cops, which are already, you know, reports written by cops, and then to obscure them even further to keep victims safe.
Right.
So yeah, that's the next move. I mean, yeah, keeping an eye on the space in general is what we're up to.
Yeah. Okay. We're going to pivot before we end the show. Sam, what did you learn this week? In the last week, have you learned anything of note?
It's Tuesday. I haven't had time to learn.
Over the weekend, you know, anything like this?
Oh, man. What did I learn? I didn't learn much. I learned a lot about roller skates because I just bought a pair today.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I see people skating is in now.
It's big. I think people started doing it during the pandemic, and I'm like way late on the trend, but that's good because I'll be like alone in the park struggling. I've not skated since I was 10 probably. But I learned about like adjustable stops and wheels that are good for outside and all that. I don't know. I got a lot of pads.
Right.
I'm going to be padded up. I'm scared. I'm like 32, so I'm not, my joints are not what they were when I was 10.
Good.
I'm going to learn a lesson from that probably. We'll report back on.
Yeah. We like this. I learned that even like a minor bump on the head can be very annoying. I like bumped my head into my car. Yeah. While I was putting a plant in the car at Home Depot. And that was 2 days ago. And I've just been like feeling minorly concussed since then. I've been calling it a car accident, which is probably not correct, but I was in the parking lot and bummed my head. Very painful. So watch your heads out there. Be very careful, everyone.
Yeah, I noticed you're kind of, you know, you're a little off today.
Yeah, well, that's every day.
Just kidding. You're fine. Okay. I would use that as an excuse, though. I got in a car accident.
We will put these people listening to us out of their misery. Thank you for joining, Sam. Thank you for doing this story. And you can check out the story on Motherboard. We will be back with another episode of Cyber later this week. It'll probably be me again, or perhaps Emily, who is our social media editor. Matt is on vacation until next week. So farewell. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you next time.
This has inspired me to get, I'm going to get a nice microphone.
You have
to. Recommend me?
Yeah, you need one.
Recommend me some microphones?
Yep.
Okay. Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.